recirculation of their air, and a long list of other hazardous living conditions that mutate them, mess up their brains, or just make them nuts. They are vicious killers. Totally brutal. But basically animals. We deal with them often, and we know what we're doing, so please trust me. I was hired because this is a job I'm more than qualified to do. My men and I can handle a bunch of mutated freaks easily. All right? We enjoy killing them. Rena looked at him and realized how chilling he could be as she saw the cold gleam in his eyes when he said that about killing living beings. She was suddenly wary of him and his team, seeing them as a bit bloodthirsty for the first time. I know Demko just hires the best. He grinned at her. So what are you the best at, since you're high up in Demko Insurance? I was an investigator for 10 years. She hesitated. One of the investigations turned deadly, and I almost died, so they promoted me. Nothing says devotion to Demko more than almost giving your life to recover a claim for them. He studied her. And you're risking your life again. Not if you're as good as you say you are. She forced a smile. Recovering the star is very important to my company. I figure that out with the money they offered me to take this job, and the huge bonus they are paying me when we bring her in. He looked away from her. Stay on board. He reached for his comm. We're close. Why don't you strap in? We're going at them fast and hard. He turned on the communication system to his crew. We're boarding soon, so strap down and gear up. We're about to earn our paycheck, men. Feeling nervous, Rena walked to her seat to buckle in tightly. She was nuts to take this assignment when she hated leaving Earth, and hated spending nearly 2 weeks aboard a small jumper shuttle with 5 men. She'd been hit on, but the men had backed off immediately when she'd shown them no interest in return. She nervously rubbed the bare skin where her wedding band had recently been. If all went well, she'd never have to wear it again. The shuttle engines roared to life as the pilot gave them full throttle. She swallowed and closed her eyes, hating the feel of the pull of the shuttle as it shot forward through space. Dell was talking loudly as he communicated with his team. In 10 minutes, we're going to hit hard and fast. Mark, you're the lead. Don't damage the docking door this time. He chuckled. These bastards are in for a surprise. Sure, Dell. It was Paul's voice that came through the speaker. And you get to come in last to take all the glory. Dell snorted. That's why I'm the captain. Try not to leave any of them alive this time. I don't want any more scars. Rena opened her mouth, but then closed it, deciding that she didn't want to know. The thought that people were about to die made her feel queasy. It wouldn't be the first time she'd been somewhere that people had lost their lives, but she still didn't feel comfortable with it. Of course, it is better the criminals die than the recovery team, she thought. Or me. Here we go, boys. Dell sounded tense. Our shielding didn't effectively cover us. Their sensors picked us up, and they are turning, but I got us close enough. He paused. Damn, they are firing. Evasive maneuvers. I'm going for their backside. The intel on the star says she's blind on the bottom tail section. We're going to do a hard dock on their cargo, too. Hang on. We're going to kiss their ass, literally. Board as soon as you get a seal with the dock. In seconds, Rena experienced fear as they hit the craft. If she hadn't been strapped in, she would have been thrown from her seat. Alarms screamed in the cabin as she heard a loud clank. She saw Dell jump from his seat and dart a look at her before he moved to exit the shuttle. The alarms abruptly went silent. Stay put. We're locked to them and docked, so they can't shake us loose. He stared at the retreating man, watching mutely when he grabbed the gun strapped to his thigh as he rushed away. She heard the doors swish open and then closed, leaving her alone. Rena bit her lip as she unbuckled her belt to move to the pilot's chair to watch out the window. Above her, all she could see was a huge